Leslie Radford's motion to create a Pacifica five-year governance plan. I take it that's moot at this point.
So moved.
Yes, anyone can move it. That's true. We allocated 10 minutes for it. Campbell, would you read the motion?
Sure. Resolve that within 2 months of the ratification of this motion, each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval by the Pacifica National Board a five-year committee plan that advances the Pacifica mission and provides security and progress for the foundation, and that these plans together shall become the Pacifica five-year governance plan, and that each committee shall include in their plan annual milestones and shall report on the accomplishment of the milestones at each January in-person Pacifica National Board meeting, and that each committee subsequent to the first shall provide for PNB approval revisions to the committee plan no later than the March PNB meeting to be incorporated into the Pacifica five-year governance plan.
Okay, the motion is open for discussion. Would you like to motivate it, Campbell?
Yes.
Good.
One thing that Pacifica, at least in terms of my engagement with governance, has given a lot of verbal service to is strategic planning. Unfortunately, I've seen documents that were not at all strategic plans, and I do know what these are because of my professional training and experience, that have been advanced as strategic plans. In fact, some of them would have the contradictory statements included in them. I think it's important for Pacifica, if it's going to be successful in the future, to have a strategic plan. We need to assess our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And I think that this is an essential proposition, and it's essential for each committee to undertake this this activity as well. And we would be much better suited for the future if we have this kind of a plan.
Okay, does anyone want to speak against the motion? Does anyone want to speak for the motion? Go ahead, Andrea.
What we just experienced by having Leslie do, you know, to say that she resigns, of which we shouldn't accept that at this time, is a perfect example of her motion that she just put forth for review and discussion, to have some kind of process in which we can operate and function within the PMB in and throughout Pacifica. So I would really urge us to consider developing strategic plans in which we can also include process, as opposed to just making blanket actions and proposals and motions without really some thought, and to eliminate, to think about Pacifica as opposed to thinking about particular slates and the politics of it all. We need to have real, true thinking, as in budgetary and also operational procedures. And Leslie's last motion was an example of that. So let us do vote for some type of strategic planning, of which we need. We haven't had really any dialogue or discussion on that. And it's for the growth and development of all of us throughout Pacifica. So that's for it, and I hope that we, in addition, do not accept resignation until it goes back to her local LSB board for review.
And I second that.
Thank you.
Well, hanging in the air is, what do you do about Leslie's resignation? What I'd like to do is to hold the clock on the motion we've got in front of us and have a discussion about that. Frankly, I'm not, this is the first time it's happened. I'm not quite sure what we do.
We can't accept it just because
I don't.
It has to go back to her board.
Well, so would you like to have that discussion now?
Yes.
Please raise your hand if you'd like to have that discussion now.
Which discussion?
The discussion would be on how do we handle Leslie's resignation?
Well, it's to my recollection that the LSP...
was motioned in...
I just want to know if you want to have the discussion now, because we do have a motion on the floor.
Right.
Okay. So who would prefer not to have the discussion now at all and just continue with this discussion on this motion? Okay. Just one. All right. Well, we have time. Let's say we have 10 minutes for discussion on this.
Rico to the stand.
And Rico, you're the first one I heard. Joe, Tracy, Marcel, Campbell, that's five.
Put me on two.
Alex,
six is enough.
Kimmery,
that's okay.
Kimmery's, okay. Rico.
Yeah, I'd like to say I don't always agree with Ms. Radford, but one thing I think we all do agree is that it is important to have different points of views, so that we are not just follow blindly one person or one point of view. I think Ms. Radford's point of view is too important to let walk away that easily. I know you wish it was that easy, Leslie, but it's not. I would say that Ms. Radford, like a lot of people that are attracted to Pacifica, they're attracted to Pacifica because we do things and we have courage and we do things that other people are afraid to do, and we do it with passion. And when you bring that type of passion and things don't line up the way you want them to, it is painful. It is a very painful thing. I understand that. But as board members, we have to take our knocks just like everybody else. And I would urge this board not to accept this resignation at this time, not at least until our LSB meets, or if we can't wait that long, at least not before the end of this, no sooner than the end of this this in-person meeting. I think it is just a heightened emotional time right now, and there needs to be some space for consideration by the member and conversation by other members before such a resignation should be accepted.
I'd like to make a suggestion, because I don't think we can decline a resignation. This is a volunteer organization, after all. But we can ask...
No, you volunteer in. You can't volunteer out. It's like the Army.
Right.
But she said
Please let me finish. But what I think we can do is ask her to reconsider. I think that's...
But not at this time. I think she needs time to talk, to think, and consider.
It's an open end. It would be open-ended to ask her to reconsider.
I don't think now would be a good time. I think somebody got the same answer. So I think we should leave that. If we're going to ask her to reconsider, I think we should leave it until after the meeting.
Yeah, she said point of information. She also said the LSB. She was elected to the LSB.
Yes.
And so that needs to go back to her LSB for them. Decision.
Well, we have a stack. And I kind of interjected a suggestion, but no one
it's
needs
a
to take
question.
It. Rico's suggestion was we simply...
Should I put a verb, does it?
Don't accept it. We say we don't accept it, or what?
I don't think we do anything.
Yeah. We just don't do anything. Okay. All right.
Does it mean...
Next is Joe.
Can I speak as a provider of KPI?
No. We have very limited time, and I want to get the opinions of the board first. Joe?
Well, I mean, I don't so much have anything to say so much as to perhaps create a forum. Maybe it's going to be now, maybe at a different time, to get an understanding, from Leslie as to why she felt she had to resign, because it's not clear to me. I mean, I understand what the issue underlying issues are, but I guess it would be helpful to have the discussion. And I guess my hope would be if we could, we may still disagree, but if we could come to an understanding as to why it is that you felt you can resign. Maybe there's an aspect of it that can be clarified that would ideally cause it to reconsider. That would be ideal. But it's not. I suspect that there might be a misunderstanding of what the intent of the motion is and how it's being interpreted. And I'd like to have that discussion.
Okay, Tracy.
Yeah, just quickly. I do think that, well, certainly that conversation should be had. I mean, I would take the line that we cannot forcibly prevent people from resigning from this board. I'm sure many of us would like to resign somewhat frequently, but here we are. I do think, though, that, you know, when people are upset, I think something was said that was used a lot of words like compel votes, and I think it would be appropriate to get a little bit of clarification about what that means and what that was trying to express. I was kind of flummoxed. There may be people here that know exactly what that meant. I didn't know what that meant, except I'm upset. And I think, you know, at least perhaps a clear letter or statement of resignation, if that's the decision that Leslie continues to make after she cooled down, would be good for everybody. Probably good for her and for us. So that would just be the request that I would want to make as a fellow board member.
Do you want to make it as a motion?
Yes, if you give me a second to think about the exact words, because I have no clue right now.
Okay, Marcel?
I often am Leslie's roommate when I come to these meetings, and we talk about board. Okay. I'm often Leslie's roommates when we come to these meetings, and we talk about Pacifica and the board and its actions a great deal, because as Rico said, you don't do this if you're not passionate. And she's very passionate about this. And this recalcitrant board motion strikes many people at many levels as an extreme form of censorship. And that, I think, just rubs against most people who are in Pacifica, because if there's one thing we don't want, it's censorship. I don't know if there was something else that went on in her own local station board, but whatever it is, I agree with Rico. Back off, give her some time. Don't accept her resignation, as you suggested, George. And to the motion that she's just made, one of the things that has always bothered me, and I've heard her say it, is that we move from crisis to crisis. We don't seem to have a plan. And it seems that we're all, and I will back myself out of this comment, all highly intelligent people. We ought to be able to go beyond today's crisis and move to some kind of plan. And I'm sure that that was frustrating for her, like I've heard other directors here say. And so if nothing else, what she leaves us is the fact that she thought about having a plan and making a way for us to move forward without being reactionary the way that very often is the way we are responding. We're very reactionary. And this, if nothing else she's done, she's had the foresight to give us a plan for how to move forward. And I think that that will keep a lot of motions like this away from this board, because we will have time to think. So we won't always be thinking about chastising people. Perhaps we'll be thinking about molding them.
Campbell.
George, I had my hand up. I don't know if it was that time for the speaker or time for the segment? For the issue?
The segment was for 10 minutes.
Oh, and actually, we are over that. Sorry.
We are.
In a case like this, I think.
Would anyone like to move to extend time?
So moved.
I think we should.
How many people want to speak?
What's that?
How many, people want? I had my hand up. I don't know if you have my name.
I never got you on the list. The next people I have are Campbell. Oh Lord. Who was it after Campbell?
She's down there too. Oh Lord.
Bill and somebody else whose name
I had
Alex, that's what it is.
Jennifer,
thank you.
Jennifer has her hand up.
Okay.
You can put her before me.
So we have Jennifer, Alex, Bill, and Nia who would like to speak. My guess is probably everyone will speak before I'm finished. But so the next is Campbell.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. We do need to extend time in that. Is there any objection?
10 minutes, I moved.
Any objections extending time for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Campbell.
Thank you. I think that what we're recognizing here is a kind of a conflict between the mission and values that Pacifica espouses and what we are kind of seeing in reality being played out. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This is something I can recall from long ago, and it certainly applies in this instance. And I think that if this board loses such a talented, capable, engaged and thoughtful person, I would feel very, very much diminished, and I think that Pacifica as an organization would be hugely diminished. I think that unfortunately on our last vote, we found a violation of one of the things that's very important, I think, in terms of conflicts of interest. If you have a conflict of interest, if you have an interest in the outcome of a vote, then you shouldn't participate in it. And yet our chair participated in the vote, and the vote provided him a lot of additional power that he can use absolutely.
Right.
I think that it would be a useful idea for the action that Leslie has undertaken to be tabled until either one of two things occur, that perhaps she may consider reversing this resignation, or perhaps her local station board would either encourage her to reverse this. Thank you.
Alex.
Speaking as someone who has rarely agreed with Ms. Radford on substantive issues, I do find her opinions worthy of consideration, and I would hope that she would reconsider her decision. I don't think a divisive act like this is good for the foundation at this time, and I think perhaps this is an overreaction. I know many times I've considered resigning myself. This is not—it's not fun being on a board like this. It's not fun listening to hecklers from the audience. But you know, we have to do what we believe in, and I think that this foundation is going through a very difficult time right now, and I think we all need to. Make a show of unity at this point.
Jennifer.
As a person who has had nightmares about the recalcitrant LSB motion, I can understand Leslie's strong feelings about it. I listen to arguments from both sides and from other people, and you know, I feel it's a very extreme interpretation of the bylaws. I do think we need some mechanism to deal with some of these problems, but I don't think we've found the perfect one. You know, I do think this sort of comes close to disenfranchising our members, and it does trouble me. I
Also, I value what Leslie has to say. I think she works hard for Pacifica, and I think we should give her a cooling off period and see if she'll reconsider.
Bill.
I agree with Rico. I think we don't need to accept a resignation or do anything with it, and I think we need to take advantage of one of the things that these in-person meetings are. I think the most important thing is what we do outside the official meeting in our conversations with people, and so I think we need to take advantage of that and talk to her and see how she feels. I mean, she's one of the people, I don't all agree with her, and I don't vote with her all the time either, but I respect her a lot. She doesn't call people names. She doesn't insult people in the meetings. I've never heard her do any of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
This is actually quite painful for me, and I think Rico is right. I agree with Jennifer. I don't know how much I helped the situation by not voting for her substitute, but Leslie and I have a relationship that we respect each other. I don't vote with people. I vote for the issues. And I think what I am speaking for Leslie, is someone who is passionate. She is a person who is anti everything that is politically incorrect. And what it tells us is that, like Campbell said, she's really for the mission. And if you notice what she said she cannot participate with a body that behaves so undemocratically. And I think that's why I asked for a roll call vote. Additionally, I think it's really sad. I'd probably disagree with Ricardo. Is he here? Probably, I don't know what percentage, Ricardo, let you name it. You probably say 99.99% of the time. However, when the foundation counsel, right, he gives an opinion and we don't respect what he has to say on top of our own opinion against when I said draconian and we joked about it, that was good, but it was draconian. I know Marcel, you know, didn't like the fact that I said that. But as we can see, it is draconian, and I don't think we should accept Leslie's resignation.
Does anyone else want to speak? Kimberly?
I feel the same way. Sometimes we get passionate here, and that's why myself, I like to inject a little something that makes us smile. Because we get stuck on certain things that we try to pass, and when they don't pass, it becomes emotional. Being new to the board, I haven't yet to put any motions up or amendments because still learning the ropes and, you know, what to do. I get passionate because of what, after reading things that I see, it makes my vote more clear. And it comes back to the recalcitrant vote period, that it did feel like it was something against our particular station for something that happened almost a year ago. And that her governance plan, after just reading it, it makes sense. And I'm just going to be real. It goes all the way back to the auditor saying, who's in charge? And somebody asked him, well, who's in charge of things if things go disarray? And it is the PNB. So we should give Leslie a cooling period to let her reconsider so we can have a successful end to our meetings with her motions being involved in making this a completion.
We're actually out of time for this section. We're going to be picked up by cars and taken downtown. Is there anyone else wants to speak?
Yeah.
Andrea?
Yeah. Since I raised the discussion with the Radford.
Oh, let me just say that will be on the motion. That will be on the floor next at the very when the open session opens again after the reports and so on.
All right, thank you.
Yes, so it will be
keep it on the table.
It will be considered. It's not. It's just deferred for a matter of time.
Okay, just wanted to.
I did want to say something too. It's moments like this when we observe how much we actually care about each other, and how committed we are to making something happen in this world that works for everybody. I think the clear consensus here is that we all want Leslie back.
That's true.
and that perhaps the best way to do it is to, well, there's really nothing, no action we need to take as a board, but let her know that. Okay, Neil, would you?
But we can vote. I so move that we show by a hand or a call a roll call of how we would vote, yay or nay.
Okay, I didn't propose that because I don't know. but what the hell?
Yeah, right.
All those in favor of the motion, would someone like to make it, first of all?
I've just made the motion.
You did. Okay, great. Is it seconded?
You know, I'm getting tired of being chopped liver around here. I initiated this whole discussion, and I'm making the motion for it. So please let the record show that Turner did this.
I'm sorry. I heard Ricardo, and
well,
I didn't hear
you. What are we
going
to do with all these crackers?
So...
So what's the motion?
The motion is to not accept Leslie's
resignation.
I second.
Okay.
And it's been seconded.
I third it.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion to not accept Leslie's resignation? Okay. Hearing none, we don't accept your resignation.
Try it again.
Oh, yeah. This session is adjourned. Nia, would you tell us what we're supposed to do in terms of meeting the cars and so on?